Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Vav Mabez towards the bottom, the last amud here in the second parak of Maseches Megillah. So we're discussing the Ksiras HaOmer. Why? Because the last Mishnah here, last couple of Mishnahs here in the second parak discussed Mitzvahs Hayom and Mitzvahs Halayla. Ksiras, mitzvahs that are done by day, you have the whole day to do it. Mitzvahs that are done at night, you have the whole night to do it. So the first one on the list of the mitzvahs that we do at night is Kitziras HaOmer, that we cut the Omer the night after the first day of Pesach, the second day of Pesach is the day of the Omer, the day we start counting Sviras HaOmer, and it's the night, that night we cut the, Omer. We discussed the Machlokas in the past, Machlokas, we've shown him whether Sviras HaOmer Bismanazeh is Daraisa or Drabanan, because there are those that say, most by the Tosfos and the other Rishonim say, that Sviras HaOmer Bismanazeh is a mitzvah Drabanan. Why? Because it's connected to the Omer. And we don't have the Omer nowadays, so therefore the counting of the Omer is also affected as only Drabanan. That's the Shita of Balei Tosfos. That's what we're machmer for Lachanchila. And that's why we don't count, if somebody asks us what night it is, we don't say tonight is whatever number if we didn't count. Yeah, we say yesterday. Why? Because maybe the mitzvah is here, so Omer is not, it says Drabanan, and we paskin by mitzvahs Drabanan, mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. You're yotzei, but without having kavana for the mitzvah. So if I say 26, and it's the 26th night, even if I didn't have kavana to count, I would not be able to count anymore. The Rambam Shita is that no, it's an independent mitzvah. The Rambam says Sfirsa Omer is independent from the mitzvah of the Karbana Omer, and therefore it can be Daraisa even Bismanazeh. The Baal HaMo'or at the end of Pesachim says, because it's Darabanan, that's why we don't say a Shechianu on Sfirsa Omer Bismanazeh. Because after all, says the Baal HaMo'or, it's a little tinged with sadness when we do Sfirsa Omer, right, with the Omer, where's the Karban? Right, it's a reminder of the Beis Hamikdash and the fact that we don't have it. Churban Beis Ma'avyenu, the churban of the house of our desire, and we're lacking it. So we're tinged with sadness. Therefore, we don't say a Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer. So Baal HaMo'or also reflects that this is a mitzvah d'rabbanan bizmanazeh because we're lacking something major. So that's all connected to the Ketziras HaOmer, which is done on the second day of Pesach, the second night of Pesach. But we saw yesterday a machlokas tanoim. Is it allowed to be done during the day? Right? Does it have to be done at night? What if you didn't do it at night? Could it be done during the day? So that's a machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Lazar, and Rebbe Elazar, ben Reb Shimon. As we saw, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon says it has to be at night. Has to be at night. And that's what we said. Since it has to be at night, and Sfiras HaOmer is also done at night, and Sfiras HaOmer is done right after the Ksira. That's why it's done all night. The beginning, and Rebbe says that it could even be done by Yom. It could even be done by Yom. So now the Gemara asks, about four lines up at the bottom, on Chav Vav Amid Beis. Ketziras Hayom. According to Rebbe, who says that the Ketzira can be done by day. Okay, according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, it can't be done by day. Right? According to Rebbe, you could cut the Omer on the daytime of the 16th of Nisan. But the question is, Mat Avila, what is that considered when you cut it? When you do the ketzira, the harvesting by day, ketziras halayla, o kibam in ha'aliyah, right? Is that considered a real mitzvah ketziras ha'omer? Here's ha'omer, you could cut it at night, or you cut it during the day. And during the day, if you cut it, not only is it kosher to use that barley for the karban, but it counts as a mitzvah, right? Is it like ketziras halayla? Ketziras halayla is for sure a mitzvah. The question here is, according to Rebbe, if you cut it by day, is it exactly the same? It's a mitzvah also. Or is it kebam and aliyah, like the lashon we had yesterday? It's as if you took it out of storage. Meaning, you could use it. It's kosher, but you didn't do the mitzvah of ketziras ha'omer. But if you cut it last week, that's bam and aliyah. Could you use that for the omer? So, according to Rebbe, maybe you could use it for the omer, but you didn't the mitzvah of ketzira on Tezayin Nisan. That's the Gemara's question. According to Rebbe, that says that, again, you could cut it during the day against Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Is that a mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer, as if you cut it at night, or is it just, there's no mitzvah, but you can use it? So the Gemara says, this will have ramifications in terms of how many halachas is Rebbe and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon arguing about. In Tamar Ketziras HaLayla, if you say Ketziras HaYom is just like Ketziras HaLayla, and therefore it's a mitzvah just like the night. So Ashkes Amra, change that word to Chada. Ashkes Amra, Chada Palgum, and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, and Rabbanan. So we see then there's one machlokas between Reb Lazar Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Meaning, Everybody would agree. Rabbanan Amri, let's read it first. Rabbanan Amri, Ketziras Yom, Ketziras Halayla. Rabbanan, meaning Rebbe. Rebbe would say that Ketziras Hayom, cutting it by day, is the same thing as cutting it by night, meaning there is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Ketziras Omer applies by day even at night. For Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. In Ketziras Yom, Ketziras Halayla. You can't. You can't cut it by day and by night. But according to both of them, we might be able to say that min ha'aliyah would be possible. You can't use storage. Meaning, both would agree, the only barley that you could use for the Omer is barley that was gotten by doing a mitzvah of Ketziras Omer. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon would say, night, and that's for night. Rebbe would say, even by day, because by day is also a mitzvah, and therefore you could use it. But let's say you have wheat that was cut last week. Again, you're not supposed to cut it early. The Mishnayos and Menachos talk about cutting it early. But let's say it's from, you know, inferior type of land. So this might not be as much of an issue. So, but that wouldn't be allowed according to anybody. But why? Because there's no basis to say that according to Rebbe, you could use something that's kosher for the carbon, even though you don't do the mitzvah of Ketzira. You don't say that, right? Everybody agrees that only when you do the mitzvah of Ketzira does that produce grain that you could use for the carbon. But, says the Gemara, in Tamar, kabam in haliyah, but if you say, the cutting of the day is not a mitzvah of Ketzira. The cutting of the day is like you're taking that out of storage, meaning you didn't do the mitzvah, but it's usable. So then, ashkachas amin tartin pal gavan, ben rolder b'shemin v'rabanan. Then there's a double machlokas. Then they're arguing about 2 points. Number one, the Rabbanan Amri, Ketziras Hayom, Ketziras Halayla, the Rabbanan, meaning Rebbe says, you could cut it by day, meaning you could still create, it's not the mitzvah, but the grain is going to be kosher. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Amar, Ein, Ketziras Hayom, Ketziras Halayla, and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, you cannot, right? If you use it, you cut it at that night, it's not going to be kosher. The Rabbanan Amri, and also, the Rebbe holds, Habban Aliyah Kosher, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Amar, Habban Aliyah Pasul. Period. According to that version, if you say that the daytime cutting, according to Rebbe, is allowed, but it's not a mitzvah, so basically what are you saying? This is grain that you could use for the carbon of Omer, but you didn't get it through the mitzvah of Ketziras Omer. So too last week. Last week also, if you have grain here that was gotten not by the mitzvah, so therefore, and you could use it, so that would be a double machlokas between Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and the Rebbe Shita. Good. Stop there for a minute. I don't know if we mentioned this recently, but the Mishnah Yavetz, Rav Zhalti, in Mishnah Yavetz in Simen Chav Hei, proves from a number of Rambams that, I'll start with his last Raya. Why don't we mention the Karban HaOmer in our davening on the second day of Pesach? Right, the second day of Pesach, we should, in our Musafin, you know, we should mention the Karban HaOmer, right? Or, another question. We know that the Gemara says that Hallel, full Hallel has a number of requirements. You want to say full Hallel, one day holiday? There are a number of requirements. So you have to have an Isra Malacha, and you have to have Moed, and it has to be, a separate Karban. I think we're on Erech and Dafyud. Right, so a number of requirements. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between Cholamoy Pesach and Cholamoy Sukkos? Why does Cholamoy Sukkos get Hallel every day and Cholamoy Pesach does not? Cholamoy Pesach, we say Hef Hallel, what we call. So at most, it's a mitzvah derabanan. Right, it's not the real Hallel. Why? Because Einan Chalukin Karban Osehen. Sukkos, you have a separate Karban, a different Karban every single day, while Pesach is the same Karban every day. Answer of Zhalti, 1 second. The second day of Pesach doesn't have a separate, the same Karban. The second day of Pesach has the Karban HaOmer. Right? So you should say full Hallel on the second day of Pesach. Has a different Karban. So why don't you mention it? It should have a poll. And number three, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, when the Rambam talks about, we know that the Kohanim were split up into 24 groups, 24 Mishmaris. A different group worked every single day. And then on Yantif, there was the Kavua one that was supposed to be there, and then all the other Kohanim also worked there. So, but how do you split up all the karbanos? Whatever has nothing to do with Yantif, like the certain karbanos didn't have anything to do with Yantif, so that went to the mishmaros that was supposed to be there that day. Only the Yantif stuff was split up equally amongst all the Jews. So all the Kohanim. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Lios Kolam Mishmar Shavin Beragalim. Everybody's equal on the Yamim Tovim. But Medra Amurim, but Kambarnas Beragalim. On the Karbanas of the Ragalim. Ubechilach Lechem Apanim. Lechem Apanim, which is a Chiddush. Lechem Apanim, but that's split up equally. Ubechilach Shtei HaLechem. And the Shtei HaLechem of Shmuis is a special Yantiv Karban, so it goes to everybody, split up according to everybody. But Nidarim and Nidavos and Tmidim, Ein Makrivin Oson Ela Mishmar Shazmano Kavua, Afilu Beregel. But a Nether and a Nidava, let's say that's when people bring their Karbanos, because they're here in Yerushalayim anyway, that's split up equally, that goes only to the Mishmar Kavua, because it has nothing to do with Yantiv, so give it to me when I'm The Rambam does not mention the lechem. The Mishnah Melech wonders, why does the Rambam say only the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos is split up equally, because that's a Chag Karban. What about the Karban of Omer? It's not there. It's not there. Right? So Mistam, it sounds like the Karban of Omer would go to the Mishmar Kavua. It's not a Yantiv Karban. So Rav Zhulti, for these three reasons, and others, says the Karban of Omer is not a Karban of the second day of Pesach. It's a Karban of Tezai Nisan. It happens to be that Tezai Nisan is always the second day of Pesach, but it's not a karban that's mechuyev because of the chag. And that's why we don't mention it in Musaf, and that's why it's not called Chalukin Karban Oseyan, because it's not a din in Pesach, that Pesach has a special karban. It's Tezai Nisan. Tezai Nisan. And that answers a couple of other karbanos as well. It could also be a nafkamina that Sfiras HaOmer. He doesn't mention this. I'll add this about whether Sfiras HaOmer is called a Zman Grama or not. There's a big, there's a Ramban in Kiddushin that says Sfiras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama, and all the Achronim wanted this. This is the ultimate mitzvah Saseh Zman Grama. So it could be that if it's totally on an event and not on a date, okay, it's an issue. But again, that's an important discussion. The Mishnah is Yavetz Arachayim Simin Chafhei. Simin Chafhei. Okay, we continue now. Next question. Rish Lakish asks, "Kitzira Saomer Maush Yidches Hashabbos Bayom," right? Meaning, at night, for sure, Kitzira Saomer is Docha Shabbos, right? That's the Din D'Oraisa. But what about Kitzira Saomer Bayom? Again, I guess according to Rebbe, who allows you to do Kitzira Saomer Bayom, so would that even be Docha Shabbos? Even though might not be the same halachic day in Kachim, right? But the night before is the mitzvah. So this could be the same kind of question we just asked, right? What did we just ask? According to the Rosh Hashanah, is the Ksira Bayom a mitzvah, or it's just allows you to get the grain to use? Right? We just thought that was the question. So this might be the same question. Is it Docha Shabbos, right? If it's a mitzvah, then it's Docha Shabbos. If it's just a way for you to get the barley to use as the karbon, then it wouldn't be Docha Shabbos. So that's another way of asking this question. So Kitzira Maushi Yidcha Es HaShabbos Bayom. If you do Kitzira Bayom, is it allowed? And again, the next 12 lines of the Gemara, next line all the way until the bottom of the Amud, we have this Shakla V'Tarya in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, if you'll remember, since Yerushalmi. So this is the question. Is it Docha? So Hezer Rav Abaya, so this is not Abaya, it's Rebbe Abaya, another rabbi of the Talmud, V'Hat Taninan. Today we learn in the Mishnah Menaches, right? The Mishnah Menaches, that's where all the Mishnayos are about the Karban HaOmer, right? The Karban HaOmer. So if you look there in Perek Rebbe Yishmael, the Mishnah says, V'hat tataninan, mitzvaso liksar balayla. It's a mitzvah to cut the Omer at night, right? This is Menaches daf ayin aleph. Keep that in mind. V'hat liksar balayla. Niksar bayom kosher. And if you cut it during the day, it's also kosher. V'doches HaShabbos. And it's Docha Shabbos. So what's the Havamina here, right? Rabbi Abaya answers Reish Lakish. It says Docha Shabbos. We assume that line is going on the previous line in the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah say? You can cut it at night. If you cut it by day, it's also good. And it's Docha Shabbos. So isn't the third line going back on the second line? That even by day is Docha Shabbos? That's the simple Pshat, says Rabbi Abaya. So Velo Kiblet, Reish Lakish did not accept that answer. Why? Who says? Who says line 3 is going back on line 2? Maybe line 3 is going back on line 1. Meaning the Iker Mitzvah. You're supposed to do it at night. If you do it by day, it's also okay. And it's Docha Shabbos if you did it by night. You can also read it like that. Right? So Rabbi Shlakish did not accept this Raya from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph. So the Gemara says, even though he didn't accept this Mishnah, he didn't accept the Raya from here. Whether Ksiras Yom is Docha Shabbos, But then later on, he accepted it from the previous Mishnah. Amar Avacha Chazar Berishim and Lakish Menada. Rish Lakish was Chazar Bo and did accept it from the following Mishnah. The following Mishnah is earlier on Daf Samach Hey in Maseches Menachos. Kivan Shachashecha. That's where the Mishnah describes the whole process of the Ketzir Sa'omer. They had a lot of pomp and circumstance by the Ketzir Sa'omer. Kivan Shachashecha, once it got dark on the night after the first day of Pesach, right, the first night of Chol HaMoed, Amar Lahen, so they say, Ba Shemesh, right, they have a whole ceremony. They said, has the sun set? I'll read it from the Mishnah there, Samachay. Kivan Shachashecha, Amar Lahen, Ba Shemesh, Amar Hin, Ba Shemesh, Amar Hin. Right, they say they did this three times. Has the sun set? Yeah. Magal Zesh, I use this cutting instrument. Amar Hin. Magal Zeh, Amar Hin. Kupazu, put it into this basket. Amar Hin. Kupazu, Amar Hin. B'Shabbos, and on Shabbos. Amar Lahen, Shabbazu, this Shabbos, meaning if the second day of Pesach is Shabbos, you kind of get a night Shabbazu, Amar Hin. Shabbazu, Amar Hin. Right, three times each. Right, why do you have all the problem circumstance? K'dilahotzi, miliban, shel stukim. Right, we always have a lot of pop and circumstance where we're showing that tzukim are wrong. Because the tzukim say, the most famous machlokas of the tzukim, mimachras ha-shabbos, always means Sunday. Always means Sunday. But we say, no, it means the day after this first day of Pesach, whenever that might be. So we do this out loud to show that they are wrong. And the Mishnah continues, Ekser ve'im al-oksar, Ekser ve'im al-oksar, Shalosh pa'amim al-kol davar v'davar, Omrim lo hin hin hin, Kol kach lama mebnei ha-baitusim. By Tusim. Shaya Omrim, Inksir Omer Bonsa Yantif. That's the Mishnah. But again, it says there that part of the whole questions was, this Shabbos, as if to teach me that the Ksir Omer is Docha Shabbos. So one second. This Mishnah, Daf Samachay, tells me Ksir Omer is Docha Shabbos. So what is the Mishnah in Six Blat, Daf Ayin Aleph, the one that we quoted before, Vidocha Zah Shabbos? We already know that it's Docha Shabbos on this Mishnah. Why is it repeating it there? It must be that one's at night, one's even by day. So that's the raya that Reish Lakish accepts here. Let's go back to our Gemara. So what is the Mishnah then on Daf Ayin Aleph talking about that we just quoted up above? Im la laila, if it's to teach me that Ksir Sa'omer is Dochef that night, Farhu Omer, you know that from the first Mishnah, Daf Samachay. Ella im eino inyan la laila tanei yom. It must be that one is to teach me that Ksir Sa'omer is Dochef at night, and one is to teach that Ksir Sa'omer is Dochef by day, according to the shitas that you could do ksira by day, like we said, the shita of Rebbe. Okay, next this question: Davar shu doches haShabbos bayom machshirav maushirchas haShabbos balayla. Right, if you have a mitzvah to do, and the mitzvah is to do it by yom, and there are preparatory stages machshirin. So if it's machshirin that you could have done before Shabbos, then for sure there's nothing to talk about. Right, we know there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, first mission in the 19th parak in Shabbos, beginning of Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, whether machshirei Mila are docha Shabbos. We paskin no. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that preparatory stages of the Mila are not docha Shabbos. Only the actual Mila is docha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says even machshir Mila docha Shabbos, but we paskin they're not. We paskin machshir Mila docha. So let's say according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say there's a preparatory stage that you cannot do before Shabbos. Could you do, and the mitzvah is only by day, could you do the machshirin even the night before Leil Shabbos? You could, it's docha Shabbos, because you couldn't have done it beforehand. The Gemara is asking though, do you have to wait until the time zone of the mitzvah, when you could do the mitzvah by day, or could you even do the machshirin the night before? It's still Shabbos. That's the question. Again, davar shu docha the Shabbos bayom, machshirav maushirchas the Shabbos balayla. Are the machshirin docha? This could relate to what we discussed a few days ago. Is there a concept of the mitzvah, of the chefzah shel mitzvah, before the time you could actually do the mitzvah? We spoke about shofar and lulav, and we mentioned maybe bris milah, maybe the baby becomes an orel the night of the eighth day, even though you can't do the bris milah until the day. The day. So again, that might be behind part of what's behind this question. Could you do the machshirin beforehand? So says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Fataninan. Another Mishnah in Menachos. This is a Mishnah in Tamid, actually. But it has to do with the Chavitim, which is discussed in Menachos. So Hamidu Ose Chavitim Lasos Chavitim. We know that the Kohen Gadol brought a special carbon every day, the Minchas Chavitim, but he didn't bake it. They were workers. They were Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash that baked it. They baked it very early, before dawn. Before dawn, they baked it. So what do you see? That the Mishnah says that they baked it pashtus even on Shabbos. They did a lot of many malachas to bake it. They baked it and they ground it. So hamidu ozei chavitin lasel chavitin. So doesn't that Mishnah in Tumin mean even on Shabbos? So this is a machshir that couldn't have been done beforehand, and you see it can be done even at night, meaning before dawn. Answer, tiftar b'chol. Who says that Mishnah is talking about Shabbos? Maybe it's just talking about weekday. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that. Taner b'chia barada. What does the Mishnah there say? The whole Maseches Tamid is all about what they did every day in the Beis HaMikdash. And the end of the Perek Zayin there, the Mishnah says, this is what they did every day. Zo seder Tamid lavas Beis Elokeinu, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. So you see, so that's a raya. That's a raya is accepted. We're going to try to bring another raya, but that's a raya. That Mishnah in Tamid tells me that they could bake the chavitin even before daytime. So you see, machshirei mitzvah. A mitzvah that's docha Shabbos, the machshirin are allowed to be done even Friday night. That's the raya. So let's try to bring another raya. Vataninan, didn't we learn in another Mishnah? So this is back to Menachas. Katsruhu, back to the Karbana, the Ksirasa Omer. After they cut the Omer, there was a special din that the Omer, the kernels, had to be toasted. They toasted on the fire. So they did that toasting after they cut the Omer. So, Katsru, they harvested it. Vanasnu, Bakubos, they put it into baskets. Vevyu Bazara, they brought it to the Azara. Vayu Mahav Havin Oso Ba'or. They used to toast it in fire. Kdilakayabo, Mitzvah's Kali, right, to be Makayim. The mitzvah to toast it. So, wasn't that, Pashtas, that was done right after they cut it, that night. They toasted it. That's also a malacha. So isn't that another ayah? That the machshirin could be done at night. Rabbi Yosa, the Amora, says, no, maybe no raya. Why? Mikivan sheyisklo b'mitzvah omrim lo marok. It could be that generally machshirin are not allowed the night before. But here, you're already involved in the process. The katsira, you're allowed to do, because that's not just a machshir, that's a mitzvah. The katsira. So maybe that's, once you have the katsira, once you're in the middle, so then you're allowed to be mamshich. But regular machshirin, you can't. It's kind of like, I mean, it's a mushal, but it's a, not an exact mushal, on a drabana level. Remember, Tosfos says, once you have the head of it, pick up muksa, you can put it wherever you want. Right? Kiva chiskloba, once you picked up, you pick up a dvar muksa from the table, where you have a heter to pick it up. You have to drop it the first second, or you can put it wherever you want once you have it in your hand. So once you're in the bald, you're allowed to be mamshach. So here, this is even on a daraisa level. That's a drabana level of muksa. This is daraisa. Once you're in the middle of katsira, then you're allowed to finish it. Marok means to finish it. So the Gemara says, is that true? Right? Is that why we would allow you to toast the kernels? Because you already started? I could come up with a case that you didn't start, and you're still allowed to toast the kernels. Heisav Reb Yonan Kaputkiya Kumi Reb Yosa Hagatzbacha Shabbat Min Aliyah. Right? We said up above that it could be that according to Rebbe, who says that you could cut the Omer by day, right? That maybe you could use storage wheat. That's the only wheat you have. Right? So if you're using Ba Min Aliyah, using storage wheat, so you didn't start anything tonight. You didn't do the Ksirsa Omer tonight. And yet, can't you toast it? So you see, the machshirin can be done at night. Answers the Gemara, no, not true. Who says that's true? Kiva shlo hiskla b'mitzvah ein omrim lo marik. Right, it could be that if you're using storage wheat, you cannot toast it that night. Right, so don't worry, that's not a good raya. Right, go back to the earlier Mishnah. The Mishnah in Osei Chavitin, that we accept it as the raya. But this Mishnah in Menachos, no raya, because maybe you would only be allowed to toast it if you already had started and you're involved in the Ketzira. Okay, let's try again. Heisav Rabbi Yaakov Bar Susi Kumi Rabbi Yosa. Right, this is why this Gemara was in Rosh Hashanah, because now we try to bring a raya from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. V'yatanina, didn't we learn that when the Edom see the new moon, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go tell Bezdin. As long as they could get there within 24 hours. Because if they're not going to get there within 24 hours, they're going to get there too late anyway. What, they see the moon on the night, at night, so if it's going to take them 30 hours to get there, it's going to be too late anyway. Right? So it's got to be, if they get there within 24 hours. Shalom mahalach, laila vayom, mahalan az ha-shabbos, v'yotzen leidiz ha-chodesh. So the Gemara says, isn't that a raya? Right? Going to Bezdin, isn't that machshirei mitzvah? Right? It's not the actual mitzvah of giving the testimony, kiddush ha-chodesh, and you see you're allowed to do that at night. Right? Because you leave the whole night. You leave the night and the day till you get there. So doesn't that show that machshirin is machshirin of a mitzvah that's doche Shabbos by day? Those machshirin could even be done at night. Isn't that a raya? So Gemara answers two ways. No, that's not a raya. Amar Le, answer one. Mikivan shayom sorach lalayla, v'layla sorach layom, kemisha kulo yom. That's not a good example. What are the other examples? You could bake the chavitin in the morning, but the fact that you can see you bake it at night, it shows that it's a machshir and it can be done even earlier. But here, you have to leave right now to use the night and the day to get there on time. Right? This isn't something that you have a choice. Right? You're using both. So this isn't considered, oh, you're doing it early. No, you have to do it now because you have to use both time slots in order to get there on time. So it's like kulo yom, right? That's not the same, right? The carbon eda. Halayla gamkin zmano. It's not like the Gemara's question is, can you do machshirin in the pre-time? This isn't pre-time. This is all the time that you need to do it, right? So therefore, there's no raya from there for other machshirin that you're in the pre-time. Number one. Amar of Yosef Arbun, or another way to say it, Velola Mafreyihu Kodesh. Once they come, and let's say they get there in time, and Bezdin declares today Rosh Chodesh, then it comes out that retroactively, when they started their journey, it was Rosh Chodesh. So their actions are going to impact even present, retroactively. Mikivan Shu Kodesh Lamafreyo, Hu Yom Vahu Laila. So again, because their actions now are going to affect even backwards, even right now, so then that also makes it different, right? It's not the same kind of question as we ask. And it's two similar ideas, basically saying, don't compare this case of Rosh Hashanah, because you need to do it now. And there's going to be effect of the once they get there for right now, so therefore don't bring me any rise from there. Okay. Hadron al-Perek al-Gorel al-Afrei. Now we go to Perek, B'nei Ha'ir. Why is that surprising? Because if you look in the Bavli, it's not B'nei Ha'ir. The third and the fourth parak are flipped, right? If you look in Mishnayos in Megillah, so this is the way Mishnayos are. We have parak B'nei Ha'ir, which is all about the halachas of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, and the fourth parak, HaKore, is all about the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So in the Bavli, HaKore Omid is the third parak, and B'nei Ha'ir is the fourth parak. But in Mishnayos and in Yerushalmi, right, B'nei Ha'ir comes first. Okay, so this first Mishnah is all about Malam Bakodesh. Right, we know the rule is you cannot go down in Kedusha. Malan Bakodesh, right, that is why we put on our talis before our tefillin, because tefillin has more Kedusha, the Bir Halacha there, beginning of Hilchos Tefillin. Malan Bakodesh, right, we do that, comes up in a number of contexts. But the Mishnah here lists off, six different levels of Kedusha, that if I have an item and I want to sell it, I can only sell it and buy with the money something with equal or more Kedusha. So says the Mishnah, if the people of a city sell the street, why does the street has no Kedusha? No, the street has a little bit of Kedusha, according to the Mishnah, because on public fast days, they used to bring the Aron out to the street and daven there. So it has a little bit of Kedusha. So if you sell this area, you can take the money and buy a shul with it, because the shul has higher Kedusha. Great. If you sell a shul, you could use that money to buy an Aron Kodesh, a Teva. Teva lochem mitpachos. If you sell an Aron, you could use that to buy the garments that go on the Sefer Torah. Right, we're getting closer. Mitpachos lochem svarim. Right, if you sell the garments, you could buy Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Svarim lochem Torah. Obviously, the highest level of Kedusha is the Torah. So you can always go up in Kedusha, but not the opposite. Aval machru Torah, lo yichu svarim. Svarim lo yichu mitvachos. Mitvachos lo yichu teva. Teva lo yichu beisach neses. Beisach neses lo yichu azarachov. You can't go down. V'chein b'mosrein, and also the leftover. The leftover money. We'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about it. If you have a little bit of left, you also, that money also has Kedusha. Period. There is a big discussion in the Bavli. The Pnei Moshe here quotes it. Maybe all these limits are only if the people of the city sold it without permission, so to speak. But if the seven, what's called the seven Tuvei Ha'ir, the seven representatives of the city sold these items in the presence of all the people of the city, then they can use that money for anything. That's what the Gemara says there, and that's what the Pnei Moshe here says. Why is that? That's a good kasha. That's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran. The root of that machlokas is a crucial machlokas. It's the beginning of Perek B'nei Ha'ir. What status does a shul have? We know the Braisa says in the Bavli, Chavav, that there's two categories of Kedusha, of items. There's what we call Tashmishei Mitzvah, meaning Lulav, Tzitzis, Shofar, Sukkah, all of those are Tashmishei Mitzvah that has a special status when they're being used, and afterwards, technically, you can throw it out. Right? It's not being used for the Mitzvah anymore. It's good to dispose of it in a nice way. But then you have tefillin, mezuzah, Torah, those are tashmishi kedusha. Anything connected to the ksav of Torah has inherent kedusha and it has to be buried. Has to be, that's two categories of kedusha. What's a shul? What status does a shul have? Is a shul tashmishi mitzvah or is a shul tashmishi kedusha? That's the machloket between the Balamor and the Ramban and the Ran. The Ramban and his great grand Talmud, the Ran. Right? The Ramban says a shul is tashmishi mitzvah. And therefore, once the shul is, sold or once the shul is not used anymore for the mitzvah, it's like a shofar lulav sukkah. And therefore, it's, you could dispose of it. Right? And that's what the Ramban says here. That's the reason for that halacha that we just quoted about Mamad Tuvei Ha'ir. And the Ran says, no! What's the source of kedusha in a shul? The Torah! So it's just like a mezuzah, and it's just like tefillin. And therefore the Ran says, a shul has mishe kedusha. Right? And therefore you gotta come up with another reason, a different reason why you would be able to, sell it. Okay. Get back to that. This is only according to Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosa. Right? Most Tanoim out there don't hold of any kedusha to the street. Once in a while, you'll dive in there. Okay, that doesn't give you kedusha. Rabbi Yosi holds you do have. Shekim Osi and Sefer Torah, Korn Bob Rabin. From Karabanan, the Rabbanan say no. Also, it's okay. Hercha Garba Amos. No, the Rabbanan say it has no kedusha. It's just like in the days of old, like if you dive in somewhere and then you have to spit, you should walk 4 amos away. Meaning it temporarily has a kedusha right there, but it doesn't mean that it has kedusha in terms of selling it. And related to this, we have the following. If somebody's davening, they used to daven like in the middle of the street. If you daven, you shouldn't spit, right? There's a lot more spitting going on in the days of the Gemara, it seems like. You shouldn't spit until you walk 4 amos away.
And the opposite.
If you spit, then you shouldn't daven until you walk 4 amos away from where you spit. Also, if somebody davens, they shouldn't urinate. They shouldn't go to the bathroom until they walk 4 amos away. The Gemara talks about here because I might overlap the activities. And also the opposite. If somebody's matul mayim, they shouldn't daven until they walk 4 amos away. And one more line.
You
don't actually have to go 4 amos away. You just have to wait the time it would have taken you to walk 4 amos away. Right? How do I know that? How do I know that you don't actually have to walk away 4 amos from where you davened?
The
whole world, people have gone to the bathroom in every spot in the whole country. So what are you going to tell? You have to go 4 amos away from where you went. Somebody went to the bathroom. So that's why it has to be just the time that it takes. Again, there was a different level of hygiene and minhage ha-makom of bathroom activities. But that's what the Gemara says. Okay, we'll have to stop there by the two dots.